you?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of bittersweet because, once again, Rod and Julio, those are like my brothers. Like, off the field, on the field, we do everything together. We're truly like brothers from another mother. So you never want to come like that, but at the same time, they believed in me 100% of the time that I was going to step up and make plays. They're two people that cheer for me, besides my family, more than anybody. So, I mean, it's good, but I always believe in myself no matter what.
You showed so much, particularly in that play where you almost made it to the end zone.
Yeah.
A lot of people might expect that a 2-9 team that doesn't have much to play for, you know, hey, you take it, you go down, you do what you got to do. Is there something that is driving you outside of just trying to put up big numbers and get in the end zone?
I love the game of football. When I go out there every day in practice and every day on Sunday, I don't look at the record. I focus on just that game, period. I'm passionate about the game. I love the game. And it's just something I'm passionate about. Probably 1,000,000%. So whenever I step out on the field, I always want to give my all, and I always will.
Does that passion extend to the history of the game as well? I mean, being able to play at a place like Lambeau, what does it mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, I got a chance to play there my rookie year, but I haven't got a chance to play there when it's cold. But I love cold weather, so I'm looking forward to it.
I was going to say, you're saying that like you actually looking forward to enjoying it.
Well, you know, I played at Louisville, so I done had a lot of games up at UConn, Connecticut. In December, games up in West Virginia, games in Louisville, where it was single-digit degrees. So I got used to it. So I have no sleeves on out there.
What's it going to take for this team to be able to put together back-to-back wins? I mean, obviously none of us thought that it would be, you know, it would take this long for you to put yourselves in position to do that. But what's it going to take to make that happen?
The energy is there. We just have to execute. So go out there and play football like we used to playing. Go out there, execute the plan, do what we need to do, and don't have those mental mistakes or breakdowns. And I think we did a real good job of last game of being down early and not budging, just still focusing on what we have to do to come back and win the football game. So I'm proud of everybody on the team about that.